what I want. Thanks for subscribing to KHOL and listening to the Teton Sports Talk Podcast, the number one sports talk show in the great state of Wyoming. Previously on Teton Sports Talk.
You know what, Massey?
What?
I think curling will replace the NFL as a new leading sport in the U.S. The NBA All-Star Game, this year it'll be defensive, struggle, pack line defense, something like 65-67.
Totally.
Black Panther will get a worse rating than the Emoji Movie. You know what? Adam Vinatieri is older than Betty White. No way he plays another season in the NFL.
Betty White's got great hips.
Hey, you want to hear a good joke? Nobody speak, nobody get choked.
Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and I'm back. I feel like I've been away for too long, and Massey Zeman, your host, is back. How do you feel about that? First chair, you're looking over me like...
not my host.
You're looking over this chair like you're getting a little envy. It's pretty comfy. It's pretty comfy. It's got a back and some wheels, and look at this elbow rest I got.
I like the stool. I like, it's the only time I get to be taller in life. Besides when I hang out with EB, the selfie queen. Okay. Then I'm way taller.
Yeah, just a little bit. And I think I thought I wanted to save this to the end of the show, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. Rodney Folsom, my man, got a little bit of a snow accident.
Sports related.
Snowmobile. Mm-hmm. Full face helmet on. Somehow the bar ripped up the helmet. Either way, he took a snowmobile to the face last weekend, and it really crushed his face. The doctors are reporting 30 fractures. His eyesight is fine. We don't want to get too heavy. All we want to say is we know that he's out of surgery and he's in good spirits. It's hard to break that kid's spirit.
Yeah, he's a very spiritual man. We spent New Year's Eve together.
Oh, that's a very well-spirited time.
Yeah, it was a fun time. Always a smile on his face.
Yeah.
As long as the smile comes back intact. We'll call it good.
I told him that maybe after they get done with plastic surgery, maybe he should look like Brad Pitt.
Oh, I kind of think he already did.
Just give me a little shape of Brad Pitt up there.
Yeah, he kind of had a little bit of a little Gosling in him before.
Oh yeah, he's got the blonde hair, the light eyes. Mm-hmm. He had to work him.
Yeah.
So Rodney, we're wishing you a speedy recovery, and we can't wait to see you back up in here in Jackson. And I'll probably come down and fix you whatever you want to eat.
And more importantly, download the podcast, Rodney.
Oh, and download the podcast, Rodney. Sports fans, Teton Sports Talk fans, we just got done with a marathon of shooting down here in the Center for the Arts.
Now I know what Johnny Depp feels like.
I mean, I'm exhausted. We've been shooting for a solid 3.5 hours.
This is not a joke. We were legitimately under the bright lights of Hollywood via Dan C, and it was a lot of fun.
We had a good time with it.
We did takes.
Mm-hmm.
We did and scenes. We did different angles.
I got to say rolling once. I said rolling.
You did. I got to. What else did we talk about? Oh, you said you got to say hamster once. That was fun. Spoiler alert.
I've replaced it with gerbil though.
Gerbil. That's correct.
I've edited the edited version.
The director's cut was hamster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's on our social media. We have a social media. Go to Instagram, type in Teton Sports Talk. We're the only show called Teton Sports Talk.
@ Just in case. Just in case grandma doesn't know to put that ad on there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She just downloaded the Instagram app.
So in local sports news, which is also worldwide sports news, the Olympics are going on.
Still, that's correct.
They're still going on.
They are.
How long does the average Olympic last?
2 weeks for the winter.
Yeah.
It's like a 2 week thing. It was Friday before last it started and Sunday. So it's like 16 days
of Olympics.
Yeah.
I kind of got a little braggadocious and said, oh, we're the United States. I'll just go and count all the medals we won at the end of
I didn't know that. You know, what's funny is, like, if we did a reel previously on, that would have been a really good one.
Yeah.
But I take, you know, I like to be the kind of the low guy on the totem pole here and take all the heat for our bad takes. That's the point of
it's very
previously on. But that one, yeah, I remember you saying that, and I was always wondering if you ever, like, wake up at night in a cold sweat thinking about how cocky you were. The Netherlands is probably sending you hate mail.
They must.
Yeah.
They must.
It was very braggadocious.
I thought that the United States would clean house. We're not doing it. But in a silver lining, I mean, we're UVA fans. We're great at silver lining and moral victories.
Yeah.
So Breezy Johnson, local girl, well, Victor local, local enough.
Local enough.
Did better than she thought she would. She got 14th in the slalom.
Oh, in slalom.
No, Super G. Super G.
She got 14th in Super G.
Yeah, it's the version of skiing downhill where you're going fast around gates, but there's like four versions of that. I can't figure out which one Super G is. A lot more turns than the other ones.
I have no idea.
I don't, but it says Super G, which is kind of sweet. Do gangsters refer themselves as Super G? Is that a streets term?
Super G is what EB calls me in the bedroom.
Nah, dog.
Yeah, dog.
Nah, dog.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Super G. Damn, it's so good. I want to be called Super
Someday.
M.
Someday.
I can't wait to get married.
Oh, I was going to say. Can you?
It's kind of...
Did you pick up so on great. Our... You're kind of like touring the country as your single self. You're ending. You're like retiring like Kobe.
Yeah.
You're going city to city as your single self to retire the number 8 jersey to be the number 24 jersey.
I've been jet setting recently. We'll clue the listeners in. I've been jet setting, and you've likened it to Kobe's retirement tour. When am I going to drop 80 on somebody? That's what I want to know.
Drop 80. He didn't.
Drop 50.
Yeah, whatever he did against. It was against the Jazz. I remember that. God, we're good with sports memories.
Yeah, I love it. Oh. He scored a lot of points on his last game.
Mm-hmm. It was against Gordon Hayward. The now injured Gordon Hayward, but healing quite well, mm-hmm. just like Rodney, which is nice.
Nice. Thinking about your Rod squad.
Yeah. Rodney and Hayward. Sounds like a good show. I think I'm kind of thinking, how many more trips do you have between now and Hitch time, Hitchmas?
I'm going to Mexico.
Oh, Mexico is your 50 game for sure.
Yeah. I'll drop 50.
I'm going to Mexico next week for 10 days. Surprise. I'm going to come back burnt and turnt, and you can make fun of me.
Dude, last time you came back from Mexico, you were as red as some of these buttons I have in front of me.
Some of these buttons. Oh, very nice.
See, it's some of these buttons are red.
Hot mic buttons.
The hot mic buttons.
Good radio. But if you've ever been in a studio, you'd get it. So it's kind of like an insider joke.
Yeah, come to the studio. Check us out.
Yeah, exactly.
Another bit of news here.
The Moose swept Bozeman in Bozeman. The Bozeman... We call them the beekeepers or something.
I thought that the bumble. I legitimately think there's a bumblebee in there.
Oh, they are black and yellow. Black and yellow.
Did you during the championship last year? We were during the championship game.
Yeah,
I was standing by the visitors' bench and we were heckling them.
Uh huh.
And to the extent of this, boo hiss, boo hiss, and they were talked so. They got so riled up
about dodgeball jokes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they shouldered shouldered something with the person I was standing next to. One of the hockey players, I was like, yeah, we're in your head.
He's not the first senior A hockey player to take off his skate and try to stab someone.
Probably. Same guy.
Yeah.
The Moose are so good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, I don't know when the title run starts, but I'm looking forward to it.
Is it hosted in Jackson? Because I know that Jackson's kind of the hub of this thing.
Over under 1.5 titles between Moose hockey and Virginia basketball.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please.
Take the over.
I was going to talk about Tiger Woods and him swinging the golf club, but I really don't care. Let's talk a little bit about...
You mean him swinging?
They see me swinging. No.
Let's talk about Lindsay. Let's talk about his ex. Let's talk about Lindsay. The bronze. She got the bronze.
Wait, Lindsay blew a gate. So I actually watched this.
LV, bro.
It was on. So have you ever heard of the Corral? It's up in Big Sky.
Corral?
It's up in Big Sky, Montana.
Why? Tombstone. Bill Paxton, Kurt Russell.
It is a dive bar.
Tim Elliott.
Log cabin. No, that's Tombstone.
Yeah, Tombstone.
Oh, at the OK Corral.
Yeah, the shootout.
You know, I can only think and talk about one thing at a time, and now you distract me. Anyway, I'm watching at this dive bar, and Lindsey Vonn almost comes around like the third to last turn. She makes the gate, but almost blows out of the race course, like way off course, comes back and misses the top time by like 0.3 or something, and it puts her in fifth. Those girls are racing so close. They're winning by 100ths of a second. It's pretty impressive. They got to be perfect.
Really is. Yeah, and like a lot of her injuries, was she, they are close to each other. Did she get into collisions, or are they all mostly practice injuries? Her old stuff. Like her like old collisions, injuries. She's like, had so many injuries.
Oh, yeah. She's just banged.
I'm impressed she got bronze. And her dad was a total D-fart and said she should have gone for it or something.
Oh, well, see, she
raced. What a Jessica Simpson dad.
She raced in a bunch of different ones. The only one I watched was supposed to be like her strongest one, which is the racing on the skis in some various form thereof.
Yeah. I just don't like dad being like that. I just hate
it. Dad was being tough?
Yeah. She should have gone for it more. It's like, dude, she's had 400 ACL surgeries.
Yeah.
She got bronze in the Olympics. She didn't even expect to get bronze.
She's on her ninth cadaver.
Yeah.
Ligaments.
It's the end. It's the end for her.
Let her ride out.
Ride it out.
Ride it out, Lindsay. Do your thing.
Let her ride it out, daddy.
I had something to say about Lindsay back there. I ain't worried about it.
The gate.
Nothing. Don't worry.
You're up at the... the OK Corral is a bar.
Yeah, but I watched it there, and that was about it.
Oh, okay.
That was about it. And I watched some figure skating there, too.
I can't get enough of the figure skating.
The figure skating and curling, I feel, are like the track and field and the swimming. It's kind of like always on the television, and they just cut to the more interesting stuff.
Yeah.
But curling
I cannot watch curling anymore.
Curling is initially very interesting. You're like, how do they score? And then you're like, okay, I'm over this.
It's so
day 10. I'm done with this.
Yeah, they're just both so good. It just there's nothing going on. It's just so boring. And like I watched the U.S. just get destroyed by Sweden, and I really started to hate the U.S. team. They seem kind of lazy.
The curlers seem lazy.
Yeah, a little lazy.
I mean, those guys are drinking five beers between each match.
So this is my whole point.
Okay,
go ahead and make quaffing. Eliminate curling for quaffing. I think it'd be amazing.
Yeah,
there's beer drinking involved.
Yeah, just and then
quaffers' lives matter.
I feel like out here quaffing has gotten a lot of control, where things tend to get caught on fire sometimes. Have you seen that? Like
people are these other pyrotechnics, ice, fire. It'd be great. Fire and ice. Olympics, Winter Olympics,
something like that. Fire and ice.
Yeah, Sean White's hair.
Yeah,
fire.
Fire. Half pipe.
Yeah. Lindsey Vonn's blue eyes. Ice.
Ice.
Mm-hmm.
Just the ground is ice.
Oh, I was going to say those. Oh, God. What are their names? Jamie Anderson and Michaela Schifrin. Shwing.
Shwing.
You remember that, right?
The Wayne's World Shwing?
Yeah. If she were president, this President's Week.
Oh, it is President's Week.
President's Week. If she were president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. You're jogging my memory. No, I get it.
And I came up with John F. Me, she's hot.
Nice.
Or Betty Roosevelt.
I didn't get it. I didn't decipher the Betty Roosevelt.
Betty's from the movie Clueless. It means a hot girl.
Sports fans, when we come back, we got to end it. I'm sorry. I try to keep it short, but we're going about regular length there.
Uh-oh.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little about college hoops. What's going on with Kawhi Leonard? Is the NBA All-Star game actually pretty closer than normal?
Closer?
Closer than normal.
Hmm.
Stay tuned. 89.1 KHOL. Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and that can only mean one thing. Teton Sports Talk here to carry you into the weekend. I'm your host, Massey Zeman. To my left, Graham Trainer. How are you doing, Graham?
Eargasms.
Drip, drip, drop there. It goes in eargasm.
For the weekend. Eargasms for the weekend.
Eargasms for the weekend. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the weekend, this is kind of a lull in sports, I would say. Not like the
It's been a little better with the you
not
know,
like
the Olympics.
Midsummer lull.
That's the called Olympics, baseball. Give me, it's called baseball, butthole.
No, the baseball's for the fall.
Yeah, but
there's a fall time.
You're calling baseball, you're saying in the middle of summer it's boring, but there's baseball.
There's one okay, how about this? There's one sport versus like right now we have NBA, NHL, Olympics. College basketball. That's four.
No, no. College basketball ramping up towards conference championship tournaments.
Yeah.
More like three or four games before that, like regular season.
This is when you need to start watching college basketball. If you're not a.
If
you have not been watching and you're a little more of a fan than the average fan who just tunes in March,
you're a loser.
Well, one, you're a loser.
Sorry.
Don't make me come over there. It's basically what I'm trying to say. Watch college basketball. The point, my point is, this is when you're.
Oh, do you mean come over and watch a game with me?
No. Don't be crazy. So, college hoops right now, it's who's hot. Going into their conference tournaments, figure out who's hot before they get there.
Who's hot?
And then fill out your brackets and make some suckers and feel smarter than the suckers in your pool, in your bracket pool.
Don't get too chalky.
But
except for UVA, we had them go to the title win.
Are you gonna fill out a bracket this year?
Are you serious?
I'm so nervous.
Why
that
so serious?
Because I want it more. I wanted it this bad with Joe Harris and Malcolm Brogdon, and I almost didn't fill out a bracket that year. Like I was too nervous to do that.
I always do like three. I do one homer bracket, which was it's always fun to just submit that thing. I don't really care. I don't care how much of a dumpster fire our second round matchup against Florida was last year. I still like to throw $10 or $20 into the wind and have UVA win it all. I fill out one with like I don't know, like the most talented team with like the one seed that I think is most talented with a special super duper four seed and then like a 1-2-3-4 bracket and then another bracket that is right, just outrageous.
All right, how about this? Speaking of college basketball, I'll tell you who's streaking right now. Nova, Duke, UNC.
Okay.
Kansas is doing pretty well. West Virginia's doing that thing.
Oklahoma's
where they're super
streaking
gym.
The other way. Trey Young, Oklahoma. Get out.
Well, they just adjusted.
And I did.
Big 12 was like, and adjust, shut down, you stink.
Yeah.
See ya.
It was much like actually the Oklahoma City Thunder last year with Russ Westbrook. He obviously has MVP season, but...
And Michigan,
the other guys around him couldn't do anything for him.
And Michigan State, have you watched them play? I haven't seen Xavier play.
I'm not worried about them because they're going to get the death penalty before March Madness, so we're good.
Oh, let's let's bring up that. I can't believe we would even breeze that over. Okay, enough with current college basketball.
I just don't know what's really going on with it.
Well, no, it's another sport, so they're going to either have to shut down the entire sports program.
Mm-hmm. Well, but what about all the the football coach, Mark D'Antoni. D'Antoni's.
They're both Italian up there.
There's also the Houston Rockets coach.
Mike
D'Antoni and Mark D'Antoni and whatever. Anyway, Tom Izzo. I thought they were in hot water, but it's like hot water that they're still kind of like, it's up to their nipples, but it's not like past their nipples yet.
Yeah,
like,
I can't.
Patino has hot water on the bald spot on his head.
Yeah.
He's underwater. He's drowned.
The Knicks will hire him in 3 years once this all blows over.
I think he should play for the Knicks.
So this is interesting. I forgot about the Michigan State thing. Not that because it's not important. Because of recent news, the FBI has come out and like either arrested or subpoenaed 10 more players in the pay for talent scandal between Adidas and that money man and paying recruits' families. So this thing is like
still going. I don't understand how did Auburn not get in trouble? I thought Bruce Pearl was like on the Mount Rushmore of Adidas man whores for money, like with Patino.
He is, but
so he just got no trouble. And then Auburn's a top 25 team.
It's the investigation is ongoing.
Oh, I'm used to true crime where the story's over, so I'm sorry.
So no, this is the funny part. Auburn, you better try to win it all because this is it.
Oh,
there's like Auburn and there's Arizona and there's Louisville. It's like, why y'all have the talent?
Arizona. Yeah.
You better get it done because this is it.
That's what Larry Cable got to say.
There's a fourth one too that I'm forgetting. I think it's like UCLA or
probably
or
big baller brand.
The point is the FBI popped its head back up. It's an airtight investigation. And we were like I was super stoked on this 5 months ago. Forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. And then they're like, oh, hey, remember us? We're the FBI. We're going to shut down the college program. They said if the tournament started today, out of the 16 top seeds, 8 of which are bound to, like, they're going to get the death penalty for. I've even heard a quote that said...
Death penalty for them?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've even heard that it would be more simple or easier to fix the problem of the NCAA and players than it would be to, like, go through this entire black market of paying players. It'd be less complicated if they just fix the system versus addressing this problem.
Oh, yeah. No, I got it. Yeah, they're obviously going to put their efforts into making a big, loud statement.
And I don't know what to do. I don't know how I feel. It's like, I know how I feel about a certain program or programs. Duke, UNC.
Oh, I thought you were already going after the Mavs.
Them burn.
Yeah.
But that, or you take it as a bigger picture and you go on the offense and you get all those schools and all those head coaches and all the influence and all the alumni and you go after the NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only way that I would like it. If option A, Duke and UNC burn, we'll never see him again. Option B,
Could you imagine how good NC State's team would be? College basketball
takes down the NCAA by cutting their funding called the NCAA tournament. The NCAA tournament is their biggest financial asset. All the top seeds can't go. They form their own tournament. The NCAA's funding is cut. No more NCAA.
So it's the XFL of the NCAA tournament.
Precisely.
Wow.
We're sports cycling together.
Are there, can you throw punches and stuff?
You know, it's probably going to be kind of some regular rules.
Can Johnny Manziel play point guard?
Yes, absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know 8 out of 16 right now would be in trouble. I mean, I don't want the ACC to suck, but, you know, I mean, I hate Duke. I hope Coach K, I don't know.
Burns.
I don't want to say anything too mean.
Everything burns. isn't that super interesting? Like, couldn't you spin it that way? We're saying, like, you know, because the NCAA is membership based. Mm-hmm. Everyone decides to join them, but at this point, it's a necessary evil. They've gone year after year of just tomfoolery of punishing kids for, like, the most random things. And everyone thinks it's a corrupt organization that somehow we need to fix. It created this black market for pay for talent. Well, what, instead of just being like, oh, NCAA, we bow to you, just be like, you know what? It is what it is. We're going to go do our own thing.
Yeah.
That would be the sweet victory of the NCAA being like, we caught you. And everyone's like, you know what? We're out of here. They're like, oh, wait, come back. Like, that would be so great. It'd be so great.
It'd be kind of cool to make a movie at the end where, like, Tony Bennett walks into a room and there's, like, a five-star prospect up on the little, like, stage. And there's a dude in, like, a nice chair smoking a cigar. And it's Coach K. And it's, like, the Taken. It's like the end of Taken.
Yeah.
And Coach K is the bad guy who's doing the trafficking. And then the player is, like, the five-star recruit. And then Tony Bennett's the guy who comes in. And he's like, I'm going to stop this. Like, we got to do this right. I recruited Cal Guy.
All right, so another pop culture reference. What about Will Smith and Enemy of the State, the final scene there, where they're all talking about the same video? They're talking about two different videotapes.
Oh, when he goes in and talks to Tom Sizemore in the Italian restaurant?
And Tony Bennett is like, Tony Bennett sets it all up, and he's like, you need to talk to these guys that have the tape. I don't have the tape. You don't have the tape. Everyone shoots each other. Tony Bennett ducks.
Tony Bennett's the only one left.
Yeah, Tony Bennett's Will Smith.
Who's Gene Hackman? Gene Hackman?
Ooh, Jay Wright.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Because Jay Wright and Tony Bennett are both handsome.
Yeah, and I think, Jay Wright's been doing it right.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't seem like, but apparently...
I kind of thought he was a mob boss for a little while, but now I've come around on him.
Apparently, there is no player that doesn't cost something. Apparently, according to this report, every player, at least of a decent talent level, cost something.
Like a Beats by Dre PlayStation?
And this middleman, when they found this money laundering middleman between players and the money, because they were just like giving him money, he was washing it, somehow he was networking it to the players.
It's kind of like
they found a competitive field.
Yeah.
They walked in, they're like, well, it's, metaphorically speaking, there was an office full of these guys and they just picked one. They are part of a competitive field that's been set up to do this.
It's crazy. It reminds me of, or what I'm listening to right now is a podcast about Silk Road and Ross Ulbricht. You've heard about that before?
Mm-mm.
It's like the Silk Road.
Is this the economic theory?
No. It's not Reaganomics.
That's a great theory that's been proven.
That's true. It's a website from the like late 2000s and early 2000 like 11s or whatever you call them. The unts? What do you call those?
I think it's the knots.
The knots. It's from the knots.
The nautical term.
The nautical terms. It's from Nautica. Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Nautica. It's this guy that started this website where people were like freely selling drugs behind the government's back and like a free market.
Yeah, online. The dark web.
Yeah, it was dark web, but it was called Silk Road was the name of the website. And his name was Dread Pirate Roberts.
Yeah, it's
very interesting.
But it's just interesting.
Like players.
Look, Ott right there, top left. Look at that good radio. There's a poster in here that says Ott.
Huh.
Huh. That's like when you talk about something and then Instagram gives you an advertisement for it and you never typed it into your phone. You're like, hey, I could use some more underwear. And then Instagram brings up like, do you need some underwear? We have some great underwear here. And you're like, wait, what the government spies.
What kind of underwear do you wear?
All right, we've had enough.
We ought to sign off.
We ought to sign off. Segment 3 is coming up next. Sports fans, stay tuned. Look at our social media account because we're filming in here earlier. We're burning the midnight oil.
Yeah, we're a big blockbuster movie now.
Yeah, at least 30 to 60 seconds worth of content there.
Who would you be? I think you're Tom Hardy.
Oh, hey, Tom Hardy.
Come on, compliment. Hurry, compliment.
I would put you at the Scientologist Tom Cruise, kind of a little shorter than you might think, but it's got gray hair. Who do you want to be?
Nobody.
All right. Sports fans, stay tuned. 89.1 KHOL.
Live to shoot another day.
Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and that can only mean one thing. We're getting you to your weekend as fast as we can.
Sports!
Sports on the radio.
Basketball.
I'm your host, Matt Zeman. To my left, Graham Traynor.
Baseball.
And we're going to get you there. We're going to get you there. First, we shouted him out earlier in the podcast/show, because we're both. Download our podcast on iTunes. Rodney Folsom, speedy recovery. We are happy to announce that he is out of surgery. The doctors said the surgery went well. He had to have his face reconstructed. Apparently, he is now even more handsomer than previously. Pre-rec, how about that?
Yeah. Selvie Queen, she likes my, what do you call them, crow's feet. And she likes the gray hair. So, the more beat up and more old and rugged you are, the more handsomer. It's a tough guy look.
Totally, yeah.
I do a pretty good tough guy look at home.
Yeah,
behind closed doors.
The super G walks in the house and says, "Hey baby, it's tough to turn down.
You want some of this super G?
Super G. Let's talk. Let's do a little. Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
Yeah, sure.
What's going on with the Mavericks?
Man.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I thought we were going to avoid this. We talked about it all the year.
Well, I mean, it's messy.
it's
another domino is falling.
Yeah, I don't know. As long as if this turns into Louisville and we vacate the 2011 championship, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I don't know.
Yeah, because that game never got played.
Yeah, but it might have something to do with this, you know.
No, the NCAA, that's their only punitive power. Like the NBA is full of adults, and they're like, we're just going to sue the pants off of you.
Yeah, but what if they find some silly way to get rid of it? I'm just worried. I feel like we should probably just fire Cuban and send deport Dirk. Let's just take the banner down. I'm done.
All right,
it's a witch hunt.
No, it's not.
I think this one might be. On Cuban.
Oh,
the turd buckets, the two turd buckets that committed things. I just think it's like it's just gonna have to be my problem for the witch hunt. It's like an NBA owner's witch hunt, and I guess Jerry Richardson did something himself in the NFL. He grabbed a buttocks or was inappropriate in some
way.
Can't
do that.
No, can't do that.
Can't do not.
He's out. Sterling. Lots of the N-word, total turd bucket, awful person.
Can't do that.
James Dolan, I feel like we were on Charles Oakley's side. I feel like I still wish James Dolan would have gotten ousted from his NBA ownership pedestal that he's on.
I wish Charles Oakley would have been like, let's just settle this in the ring.
I think he should have done a trading places. Just have Charles Oakley become the president owner of the Knicks and let James Dolan go sit in the crowd and
I have no idea what James Dolan does.
Cocaine packets to their buddies, you know, whatever. Yeah, you saw it down there. I know. Never forget. If Cuban's brought down because of this, I'm gonna be upset because I don't think these guys should have been employed. They're obviously bad people, bad character, but like I just don't want this to be like a next. Yeah, he's on Shark Tank. You're right. Redeemed.
He's on Shark Tank. He's busy.
With a guy named Mr. Wonderful.
Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
Mm-hmm. I didn't. I don't know. Maybe.
The U.S. women's hockey beat Canada in a shootout for gold. Did you see? So I saw all of this game. Okay, let me rephrase that. I saw everything I needed to see about this game. I saw the last shot.
Interesting. I saw.
I saw the last shot, and it was dope.
Today at work, we put on NBC Sports stream. Started in the third period. I looked at my coworker and I said, "Do you know what happens here?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Shut your mouth." And so we kept watching it. And I watched from the third period all the way to the tied shootout into the like final shot. That final shot was so nasty.
If that wasn't a triple deke, then I don't know what a triple deke is anymore.
It was so good. It was the best thing I've watched since. Oh, man, what is another good thing I've watched this? Oh, UVA beating Duke.
Yeah, Duke. Beautiful thing.
Much better than the Super Bowl. The Eagles can go to hell, and their fans, too.
I love beating Duke. It's like my favorite thing in the world.
I think Virginia at Duke this year, three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri, and women beating Canada for gold, three best things I've seen so far.
We'll do a little Oscars thing next week. Yeah. I haven't seen any things, but I'll just read about them or something.
We both saw Get Out last year. The same time.
Did you see this? Did you hear about this? Mm-hmm. NBA viewership is up 17% from last year. Give the commissioner a raise.
NBA, like, is that Twitter and Instagram following or viewership, actually, like, watching the games?
Ratings. Huh. Ratings.
Interesting. Well, good.
That has to do directly is correlated with the players' availability via social media.
That's true. Well, there's not the rest. Remember the rest gate was about this time last year? Rest gate we were talking about. The only thing to talk about the NBA was players resting because it was like the cool club. It was like the cool kids. Because I remember the Cavs specifically. It was Kyrie, LeBron, and Kevin Love wearing their cool suits that they just got at JCPenney or whatever. And they're like sitting on the bench.
They probably went somewhere a little more high end than JCPenney. They're pretty rich.
TJ Maxx and Jackson, whatever. And then you got like you got the other two starters and you got the rest of the bench and they're all having to play the game and they just keep showing these guys on the camera and they're just kind of like sitting back thinking, hey, we can just watch JV play for one night. It was the cool kids table. And we don't have to deal with that this year. That's probably a little bit why.
You know why you don't have to deal with it?
Viewership's up. Why?
Because
the spaced out games and the less back to backs.
Yeah, the NBA Players Union leveraged that.
Yeah,
tip. Okay. All right.
I mean, Adam Silver is a good-looking hot dog with glasses on. Like, he's cute.
Dude, he looks like the guy. He looks Seth Rogen's character in Sausage Party.
Very nice. Nicely done. What else?
I think it's got to be related to people interact. It's got to be the man drama of it all. There was so much man drama. Remember, there was like a fight. Chris Paul like burrowed through a tunnel and fought Blake Griffin in
LA.
What did
Blake call Chris? What did he call him?
I don't know if I heard. I don't know.
A
I didn't hear
face. I think Blake called him a pee-pee face.
I think he nudged a coach or something.
You're talking about when, when Chris Paul tried to, like, he knew, you know, this is old news.
I'm just saying there's, like, more drama. There's, like, hey, did you talk about trading me? Well, then I'm out of here.
Yeah, it's all, ever since Kyrie LeBron gate and Kyrie going to Boston, it's just been, like, the most amazing man drama. It's the, you know.
Speaking of man drama, what about Kawhi? What is Kawhi doing in San Antonio? Is he meaning to do this?
Who?
Kawhi.
Oh, Kawhi Leonard? I don't know what's going on there. I really don't. I hope he gets traded to the Mavs after Cuban's fired or whatever.
after they burned the building down.
Yeah, because Cuban's such a bad person.
I think, I don't know what he's doing. Kawhi is such a dynamic player. He's required, or I guess not required, but expected to play defense and offense at the highest level. He's coming off an injury, but is like, is this like an Andrew Luck injury where it's this mysterious torn something that no one knows about?
That's a good comparison, because I've heard some. He's mad about the Spurs handling of like mishandling of his injury, which is similar to Andrew Luck and the Colts and Jermaine Say and his drug briefcase.
What if Kawhi Leonard goes to like the
Dallas
Celtics?
Mavericks. Yeah.
Yeah. Or the Pelicans.
God, Kawhi Leonard and Dennis Smith Jr.
Mm. My Pelicans are so pathetic.
Oh, your little Pelicans. That's because DeMarcus, this Boogie got hurt. That's not your fault. That's not on you, man.
Anthony Davis is the man.
Chin up.
I like Anthony Davis a lot.
He's got your beard on his forehead. It's adorable. I think that, Dennis Smith Jr. and Kawhi Leonard, Mavs 2019 World Champions.
It's too bad. Y'all won't. How about this? I'm going to go ahead and put a curse on y'all.
No, that's not
on the Mavericks.
What is this? American Horror Story, Massey's Coven?
No. I'm not going to curse you. I'm just going to call a curse. I'm going to say, you did that, you're cursed. You know what I mean?
Oh.
You traded Simba to the Sixers, and you are cursed.
Because of that?
Mm-hmm.
But then we traded we drafted Dennis Smith Jr., and everything's all right. Everything's forgiven.
No.
Yes.
You got rid of Simba. Well,
That was to.
You know they call him Simba when he like dunks it.
Yes, I remember Simba.
No.
I'm older than you.
That's the only. No.
Been watching him for longer.
When he like dunks it in Philadelphia, they call him Simba.
Oh, do they?
They're like,
I don't know if they're utilizing that.
Justin Simba Anderson.
Huh. I never got to see him live, so I can't tell you for sure whether or not at American Airlines Center in Dallas that they do that for him, or they did that for him. But yeah, that was kind of like the whole experiment of, can we see if Nerlens Noel can ever stay healthy? And I mean, Nerlens Noel at his peak healthy self it's worth a roll of the dice. And like, although I love Simba, I just didn't really know if he was going to be like it's gambling. It was just a gambling situation, and Noel can never stay healthy. And I'm glad that Simba's playing a role player part on a very young, sexy, trust the process team. And he's close to the Tony now. Then go hang out.
Simba. Oh, man.
It's symbolic?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm calling that. I'm going to.
You're cursing me.
Yeah. Well, I'm not cursing you. I'm telling you, your actions you've cursed yourself. I'm just pointing it out.
I don't really care. I just don't.
You okay?
Yeah. As long as the banner stays up and Dirk gets to keep his ring.
Dirk needs to retire.
I don't really care. Hey, man.
That guy is tired.
Next year is his swan song where he goes around the country and people give him presents and he says goodbye.
Done. He should be done.
Why are you being so hateful?
I'm not being hateful. The guy, I just hate to see him struggle.
Is this about Germany's bobsled team or something?
Oh, did you see that there was a tie?
Mm-mm.
Okay, did you hear about this? There was a tie for gold in the bobsled.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, like Canada and Germany tied in like the two-man bobsled. They handed out two golds and one bronze.
What is this, regular season soccer?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Disgusting.
For the championship?
I had no idea.
For the championship, they were like, we'll just tie. We both get gold. It's like, no, line her up. Line them up.
Yeah, exactly.
Line it up again. Go to the top of the hill, carry your sled, the bobsled, and get to the top of the hill.
Get your bob and get your ass on that hill, and you're going to go one-on-one.
So it's like a side-by-side sleds.
Just getting like old school, like, red sleds. And they just had to do that in a race.
That would be the slowest thing. That'd be so anticlimactic.
Why? Potato sack race?
Yeah, maybe potato sack
race. We forgot to mention last week, ski joring. That would be a great Olympic sport. Much more fun than curling.
Yeah.
But happy to see the U.S. men's curling team is going to play Sweden again, even though I literally watched the entire Sweden versus USA, I don't know, quarterfinal or before that, second round, whatever it was. Sweden was just dominating them, and I could not stand to watch it. It was so bad.
Watching the U.S. lose is hard to do.
It is. And
they are patriot pride.
They're in top, they're top four, Norway, Germany, Canada, USA, Netherlands, and then tied for last, China.
Ooh, you think it's all that communism over there?
Maybe. Maybe.
In the land of China? That's a Forrest Gump quote. Sports fans.
Ping pong on ice?
Ooh, hey, now we're thinking.
There we go.
Sports fans, that is it. We are tired. We went through a just grueling schedule today.
It's 1:21 p.m. Eastern time right now. Massey is on Mobile time.
And Mobile's in Central.
My bad. Geography.
I forgot what I was going to say. I think I was signing off. You keep interrupting
my
sign-off.
Almond joys are better than mounds.
89.1 KHOL. This is Teton Sports Talk. I'm your host, Matt Zeman. To my left, Graham Trainer. We have a podcast. You should download it. Go to iTunes, type in Teton Sports Talk. You'll find us there. Also, follow us on Instagram. We had a sweet little short vid we shot here in studio. Go check us out. This is Teton Sports Talk. Signing out. Enjoy the weekend.
Peace.